The Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's a pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 170 business-managed electric companies. With Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, your announcer, Frank Graham, and starring Nelson Eddy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Nelson Eddy. Welcome to another Electric Hour. In just one more day, Father Time bundles up the year 1945 and carefully catalogs it among the departed years. And taking its place, brand new and bouncing, comes 1946. Well, since this is our last program of 45, we'd like to ring out the old year because in many ways it's been good to us, and sing in the new because in even more ways, we hope it'll be better.
A folk song that rang through the hills and valleys of Little Wales in bygone days, Nos Calan, hailed the coming of the new year, and it served that purpose admirably even today. Nelson Eddy.
Edward McDowell, American composer of the early 1900s, have come many beautiful love songs. Love songs which even today, in an era more sophisticated, retain a heartwarming sentiment.
Such a ballad, tender in feeling, charming, yet simple in expression, is his beloved, Thy Beaming Eyes, Nelson Eddy.
Soon be 1946, and this might be a good time to remind you that the electric companies that sponsor this program are looking ahead, constantly improving their equipment and techniques in order to keep your electric service out front, the best and the cheapest in the world. Yes, your electric service will be one of the big household bargains in 1946, just as it is today. Right now, electricity is selling at an all-time low. And if you're the average family, you're now getting twice as much electricity for your money as you did 20 years ago. If your bill has remained about the same, that's because you're now using about twice as much electricity. The Viking Song. Music and words which conjure up vivid pictures of Eric the Red and his sturdy men who sailed the seas so long ago. The Vikings, even before Columbus touched their ships upon America's shores. Robert Anglister, the orchestra, the Electric Hour Chorus.
Bye.
the song of a troubadour set to go wooing.
Many colorful things of the past are often made use of in the present. We take the best of days gone by and use it for our pleasure today. Here's a shining example of how the blend of old and new works in a song.
Modern music set to a subject 8 centuries old. Troubadours, lyric poets of the 12th century who traveled the European continent. They were colorful, exciting men of music, singing their romantic ballads wherever they went. Nelson Eddy now with Troubadour's Serenade. So let's mark the coming of that beautiful morning with joy and hopefulness in our hearts.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze. golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling.
By Gilbert Ruiz, whose beginning tempo is currently captivating music listeners everywhere. Robert Armbruster and the Electric Hour Orchestra.
Thank you.
sight of the transmission line stretching away into the distance, over hill and valley. Or ridden on a train at night, and noticed the light in houses and factories along the way. Well, it's worth thinking about for a moment because under our economic system, all these things, in a sense, belong to you. Yes, the poles, the wires, the lights, the turbines, the dynamos. Because chances are good that some of your money is invested in them. Let me explain. By far, the greatest amount of electric light and power in this country is generated by electric companies like those which sponsor this program. And even though you may not be a direct shareholder, if you have a savings bank account or a life insurance policy, some of your money is invested in these same electric companies. Practically every adult American has a stake in the electric power industry, through savings banks, insurance companies, or other means. I guess no other business represents the savings of so many Americans. So you see, you can take a personal pride in the part your electric company is playing in building your community, in its high standards of service and its low rates.
What's a snowy December day without a sleigh ride? Why does Mel... it might as well be May. So, on with the earmuffs and mittens, everybody. Pull the scarf round snugly, for out into the sharp winter air we go. By the side of the road, a snowman stands, while down the street, some boys throw snowballs at each other. And beyond, as far as the eye can see, the countryside stretches all white and smooth. While the horse is hitched, sleigh bells attached, so all aboard, yee-yap, and away we go. Goodbye to 1945. But before doing so, the entire cast of the Electric Hour, Robert Armbruster, all the members of the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham, and I want to wish you the very, very best for the coming year. May your every wish come true. May the year be one of peace and tranquility, of universal goodness and joy. Now, how about joining us in a cup of kindness for auld lang syne?
and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of all mankind?
Nelson Eddy will be back in just a moment.
Among your hosts for the Electric Hour in the New York area are the Staten Island Edison Corporation, Long Island Lighting Company, and New Jersey Power and Light Company. We are three of the 170 business-managed, tax-paying, self-supporting electric companies who join to bring you this friendly music. And these talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater America. Now, back to Nelson Eddy.
Nelson Eddy again. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham and I will meet you again on the Electric Hour. Soprano Ann Jameson joins us, and we want to do that grand duet from Porgy and Bess for you. Until next Sunday, then, and throughout the new year, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood, direct from the soundstage of the Walt Disney Studios, and is transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.